Fewer adults are getting married these days, and if they do tie the knot, they are doing it later in life. That's what's in a recent study by the Pew Research Center. Camille Requestas checked with some love gurus to find out why this is happening.
Cyber dating, Tinder, matchmaking services. All tools that people use to find their soulmate. But the Pew study shows that while people might be looking for dates, they aren't necessarily looking for a permanent commitment. In the 1960s, 71% of those 18 or older were married. Today, just over half of those in that demographic have tied the knot. Julie Furman runs a dating service in Los Angeles. She says there's a huge difference between the social selection, the sheer number of possible mates in the 1960s and now.
Think about how many men you might have had available to you to partner with. It might have been three. Okay, that guy's got a wagon and he seems like a nice guy. Let's jump in with him. But today, there's so many choices available, and it kind of makes it hard to decide.
Furman says there are greater expectations for finding future partners. She calls this the fussy factor.
So the fussy factor is really getting in our way, and people are operating under this assumption that there's this perfect person out there, and the truth of it is, there isn't.
Age can also affect who is getting married and why. Sharon Furman, who is not related to Julie Furman, is a clinical psychologist and couples counselor. She says the younger the person is, the less likely they are to marry.
I think it's much more difficult for people to get married and sustain a marriage. If getting married in their 20s, as life is still kind of developing and careers are formulating, and people change a lot still in their 20s.
She also says more educated people in their 20s are more likely to put off marriage, especially guys.
I think a lot of people these days are trying to settle their careers more before getting married, especially probably more so men than women. They feel like they need to be financially stable before getting married.
It seems the trend for people in the United States seem to prioritize career and financial stability above marriage. If this trend continues, according to Pew Research, within a few years, less than half of this group will be married. But that doesn't mean these folks will be alone eating pizza in front of their television. The number of people living together is rising, and more adults are choosing to raise children as singles. Camille Requestas, Los Angeles.